Morning. Good morning, everybody. What's up? I'm happy today. I feel good today. Everything's going good. I'm leaving today to Austin. I'm going to go see my buddies out there. Just finished the funeral with one of my friends that passed, and now I'm going to Austin to watch the UT versus Alabama game. I think that's going to be pretty exciting. I don't know. I'm up for a good football game right now. Usually, you know, I'm not a guy that's fanatic about it. I really don't care who wins as long as there's a good game. I got to go get my mind off shit. You know what I mean? I just buried a friend. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, by the way, you will never know. You'll never know whether I'm in underwear or not. I may just get up in the morning and sit my ass down here freeballing it. I don't know. Am I in boxers? Am I in briefs? Am I in boxer briefs? You'll never know. Use your imagination. Am I sitting here naked? I don't know. We don't know. Folks, you can Venmo me D-Rod1977, D-Rod1977. When the lights go out on Amazon, my mom's book, my mama's book, The Mexican Mix. I got to do the voice for that. A lot of stuff going on, folks. A lot of markers met, man. A lot of markers met. Noble Gold. Noble Gold CEO Colin Plume thinks quantitative tightening is setting up the stage for a gold rally. Folks, you got to get on this now, and I mean that. In his interview with the National Desk, Plume said the tightening is pushing the dollar up. However, he predicts that by next year, the Fed will print money again to restart economic activities. If you're thinking of gold and silver right now, Noble Gold is getting a free gold American coin with every eligible IRA or 401k in September. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold, folks. Call the team now, 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347 to find out more, or visit noblegoldinvestments.com, or simply hit the link below. Fuck. I got to say, man. A lot of markers are met. I'm watching this very closely. I had a good interview with Charlie Ward. Charlie Ward was on my program yesterday, mate. Yesterday. I had Charlie Ward on with Ron Partain and Alpha Warrior. We did a roundtable that's on ninoscorner.tv. I also did I did two roundtables yesterday. Then I had Sheila Holm with Juan O. Saban on talking about what does this mean? Was this bitch on ice the whole time and they just decided to say she was dead? What's going on? But markers are met, folks, and I'm going to get into that. Spotify is Nino's Corner. Getter is Nino's Corner. Why don't you guys go over there? Getter, Nino's Corner. Spotify, Nino's Corner. Telegram is Nino's Corner. It's starting to build back up again. My moderators were ditching and dumping people pretty fast. Anybody who said like anything derogatory, they're bombing them. So we fixed that. So Telegram is moving again. And that's Nino's Corner. Rumble is Nino's Corner. All my morning shows that I do on here, folks, they're on Rumble and BitChute. Okay. I take them off YouTube after a few days. I take them off. So that's just how I'm doing this. It's my method, my method of madness. Twitter is Nino Boxer. Nino Boxer, they're fudging with my numbers there for sure, for sure. Truth Social, David Rodriguez Boxer is Truth Social, David Rodriguez Boxer. Patriot Wear, bing, right there. Get your stuff. Get up. Man, we got some cool gear there. I'm not just tooting my own horn here, folks. But it's really cool shit. Hats, apparel, like all kinds of apparel, tumblers, coffee mugs with El Sancho on the coffee mug. It's good. It's good. I like it. I like my own store. Okay. And then we got Nino's Corner, bing, TV right there. Maybe I should leave it like that. So a lot of stuff going on. So ninoscorner.tv is on fire. Charlie Ward roundtable's on there. Now, a lot of you are in and out with Charlie Ward. That's all right. I just bring you the information. You guys make of it what you will. So Charlie Ward roundtable's on there. 107 Sheila Holm roundtable will be uploaded tomorrow. Folks, this is your one-stop shop for everything deep state. We're covering all of it. You can't trust the MSM. You can't trust your not your local news. That's for damn sure. Maybe for weather, and you can't even trust that. But the mainstream media, like we've always said, will be the last to come down. And I'm talking even your local media, folks, from what I'm hearing. They're all going. They're all going in the gutter. I have Dane with geoengineering coming on. I put out a call to Steve Bannon. He responded. He's going to be coming on my show. We're going to be talking about the charges that are against him and just how they're... Alex Jones is coming on NinosCorner.tv. I'm going to have Alex Jones. We're going to talk a lot about the Great Reset. I'm going to try to pick his brain. If you have questions for him, I'm not going to ambush this man. He's a big guest. I'm going to treat him fairly for my show. I mean, I give him credit for being the OG. He's one of the OGs of waking people up. Whether you like him or hate him, he did do a good job of waking people up to what's going on, in my opinion. But we'll see. It'll be a fair interview. I talked to Juan on the phone yesterday while he was driving, and you know, we're coming into it, folks. Both sides are getting ready, and markers are met. And what I mean by markers are met is that there are certain things that are happening behind the scenes that we all need to be aware of, and I'm going to get into that. But they are coding each other and signaling each other. The deep state is doing the same thing. You had two rallies. You had the Biden rally, where he basically called us all threats against the nation. what a nice guy. The geriatric Hitler speech. And then you had Trump come out with his rally, obviously saying what he said. And if you can decode that all you want. It was just as cryptic to me. Just as cryptic. We're going into it, folks. And I think these next 2 to 3 months are going to be for the books. I think this is going to be for it, for all the marbles. Going into midterms, there's things that can happen, folks. But first. But first. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Karen. Coming at you live for the apocalypse, folks. Yeah. Gonna go see the UT Alabama game. Yeah. All right, folks. We are headed into some uncharted waters. Gotta say that. And I think it's not like I'm making a prediction here. We all know it. We all feel it. We all feel it. Unless you're just completely checked out with your head in the sand and all you're doing, Monday Night Football, the Kardashians, whatever. Whatever garbage you watch, just to distract yourself from life. Big, significant chess moves have been made, and I'm paying attention to this. And they're being made as we go into November. So, I believe the markers being set right now are either reorganizing or being taken down. So that's that, you got certain truthers coming out saying, oh, they're being taken down. Everyone's being taken down. It's all pantomime, whatever. Okay. I don't know. All I'm saying, what I'm seeing is there are moves being made. You make up your mind to what they are. Okay. Because for me to sit here and say, I know exactly what's going on. And this is they're all just getting taken down and blah, 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 pfft, whatever. Bullshit. I don't buy it. I can see that there are major checkmates being made. So let's go over this. The Knights of Malta were either taken down or reorganized, okay? The Vatican reorganized. Let's say reorganized for now. I don't want to use the word taken down. But they've been restructured. The Knights of Malta. Now, that's very important. It's part of the occult. The queen's death is big because I believe, and this is a personal opinion of mine from the people that I've talked to, she's been dead. And I just think they're waiting for the right time. Look, or she was on life support. I don't know, but I think they waited. Everything has to be done at a certain time period for these people. They're very cultish, okay? So they do things on certain dates and certain time frames. And Juan goes into that on the program that I'm going to be uploading tomorrow on ninoscorner.tv, why he believes they did this at a matter of timing. It's a matter of timing and why they do this. As we come into the rest of September and into October and into, of course, what I'm going to say, November, the storm. That's what I'm going to call it. So there's not many chess moves left to play, folks. There's just not. And I think we're all waiting for some kind of economic crash, okay? That's why it's important to get on with Noble Gold and get on with whatever you believe. You put your faith into cryptocurrency. I'm with XRP. There's other stuff out there. I don't know. I'm not an expert at that, and I'll be the first to say it. But I think what's coming next, in my opinion, is going to be the cleanup of Washington, D.C. And I think both sides know the storm is coming. Both sides are very aware that both sides have to make a move right now. It's like, this is it, folks. This, I think we're coming into the grand finale. And when you see things happening behind the scenes, like I'm paying attention to, what's left now is I see the Knights of Malta get taken down or restructured or reorganized. As I see the Queen's death, that's a huge marker. I was waiting for that one. I was waiting for that marker. I've talked about it many times on my program. The last to be taken down is the MSM. The mainstream media will be the last to be taken down. And yes, there will be anchors that just think they're reporting the media, but they will be fucking arrested, okay? Because they are, it's conspiracy charges. There's all kinds of shit that's going to go against these people that are not faithfully reporting news. From what I understand, and that's just from what I understand. And I'm talking mainstream and local. I don't know. We'll see. Now, this is what I hear. This is not something that I validated. And I know for a fact, this is all word through the grapevine that I'm hearing, that they'll be the last to go. Pfft. So they're the last. They're the last. But if you watch CNN, a lot of things happen on CNN behind the curtain. So it's already happened to a degree. And many step downs at CNN, And that's why I'm going to read this article now. Remember, I put everything like pieces of the puzzles together. So changes spark chatter of CNN shifting to the right. So CNN shifting to the right, but they put a lot of people have stepped down. And remember all the big CEOs that stepped down before this? I had Derek Johnson on to talk about this. But if you're paying attention, there's big things happening behind the scenes. The big CEO stepping down because of the executive orders that Trump put in place. I've heard there's a pissing match going on between Derek Johnson and Patel, Patriot, whatever. I don't get involved in that stuff, but I've heard both sides, and I think they both are important pieces of the puzzle. I think we all are, and I just wish nobody would fight. We don't need Patriot infighting. We don't need it right now, especially right now. So kiss and make up, fellas. All right. So changes spark chatter of CNN shifting to right. Still can't trust it. So obviously, we know Fox, all of them are controlled by the same mano, okay? Same hand. Major changes at CNN in recent weeks. They just want ratings, folks. That's what they're looking for. That's all they need is ratings. So are they being taken down or are they just restructuring for ratings? Major changes at CNN in recent weeks have sparked chatter in media and political circles that the network's new corporate ownership is pulling it to the political right. CNN strongly denies such a change is taking place. Says it is entirely focused on objective journalism. Since when? Since when are you focused on journalism? Since when are any of you focused on journalism? Bullshit. Fucking bullshit. That's why people come to people like me, because you motherfuckers are all sellouts. And I may drop the F-bomb here and there. So what? At least I'm being transparent. But recent high-profile on-air departures, coupled with what's seen by some as a shift in tone in the network's political coverage, are drawing intense scrutiny. Criticisms of President Biden's on-air personalities in particular have triggered questions from the political left about whether things are changing at CNN, which has a new corporate owner in Discovery. Brianna Keeler, an anchor. Is that how you say it? Brianna Keeler. I don't know. An anchor on CNN's flagship morning program lambasted Biden's White House last week over a decision to use a U.S. Marines in a dark red backdrop like China in the backdrop of his speech slamming Trump Republicans. Yeah, basically vilifying every single one of us, folks. And I appreciate the super chat. I really appreciate the super chat. Thank you very much. Thank you for a book. So now we're seeing that behind the scenes change. Things are moving right. And you heard Trump come out and say, that's something I can get behind, whatever. The marker that I've been looking for, because I know things are going to start happening a lot more rapidly now, folks, is the Queen being dead. So King Charles III is the new monarch. King Charles is the new monarch. At the moment the Queen died, the throne passed immediately without ceremony to heir Charles, the former Prince of Wales. But there are a number of practical and traditional steps which he must go through to be crowned king. Now, Juan talks about this a little bit on NinosCorner.tv, talks about why it's so important they have their rituals in place when someone dies to transfer. Now, this is no bullshit. This is what he said. It's what he said. Transfer a, what we would call a, like, demonic energy. Sounds out there, right? But I believe it now. I don't know. I know this is a spiritual war. I tend to believe it. I don't know. I kind of believe it. I believe it. I think it's fucking possible. I think it's possible. They fucking, are they reptiles? I don't know. I don't know. Your old guess is as good as mine. I don't know. All right. What will he be called? He will be known as King Charles III. That was the first decision of the new king's reign. He could have chosen from any of his four names: Charles, Philip, Arthur, George. He is not the only one who faces a change of title. Although he is heir to the throne, Prince William will not automatically become Prince of Wales. That will have to be conferred on him by his father. He has inherited his father's title of Duke of Cornwall. William and Kate are now titled Duke and Duchess of Cornwall and Cambridge. Me, Cornholio. There's also a new title for Charles' wife, Camilla, who becomes a queen consort. Consort is the term used for the spouse of the monarch. Formal ceremonies. It is expected that Charles will be officially proclaimed king on Saturday. This will happen at St. James Palace in London in front of the ceremonial body known as the Ascension Council. So, do you remember when the boogeyman hit and Buckingham Palace was closed? I think there's more to the story, folks. Remember when the boogeyman first hit, and you all know what the boogeyman is. Buckingham Palace was closed. And I don't think it was because they were scared of the boogeyman. They knew exactly what the fuck was going on. I think something happened then. And I kind of agree with Charlie Ward. I kind of agree with him on this. I think it's possible that she could have kicked the bucket back then. Yeah. But we'll never know, see? All right. So, also remember, and I can't say this on FluffTube, but the war that's going on in Eastern Europe, I don't think it's going the way they thought it would. And that's a big sign and indicator to me that they're losing. They're losing. What do y'all think I'm wearing, boxers or briefs? I have my house slippers on, but am I wearing boxers or briefs, or am I freeballing it? That's the question. Pope overhauls Knights of Malta. This is the other thing I wanted to bring up. Briefs. boxers. Well, you'll never know. Well, I'll let you know at the end of the show. All right. Pope overhauls Knights of Malta. Pope Francis launched. Okay, so the pontiff has dissolved the leadership of the order. And I talked to Sheila Holm about this. I talked balling it. yesterday when I was talking to Juan O'Savin, my dog, who sits in the room with me, was licking his balls. Well, his non-existent balls because he's neutered. But he likes to lick his balls anyway. He thinks there's balls there. And he, all you can hear in the background is... He's staring at me right now. That's what you heard the whole time, so I had to mute it. Oh, boy. Okay, so Pope overhauls Knights of Malta. The pontiff has dissolved the leadership of the order, issuing new constitution that's set to make it more democratic. Pope Francis launched an overhaul of the Knights of Malta, a global humanitarian group and major Catholic religious order, dissolving its leadership on Saturday. Are you all paying attention? The pontiff also issued a new constitution of the order and installed a provisional government for it. Now, one of the other markers I have is when the Georgia Guidestones got blown to smithereens. Now this, now the queen is dead. There's certain things that are happening that I'm paying attention to, folks. Next needs to be D.C. D.C. needs to be cleaned up. And I think that's what's going to be coming in November. They just don't know it yet, but they anticipate it. What I think there's going to be some major shit happening coming into November. That, and I know we all feel it. So announcing the overhaul, the Pope praised the generous contribution of members and volunteers of the order, which brings together nearly 100,000 volunteers and more than 50,000 medical staff worldwide. At the same time, he acknowledged the need to begin a profound spiritual, moral, and institutional renewal of the entire order. So overhauling the Knights of Malta, this is over 1,000 years old, and now they're just going to overhaul it? I don't know. Personally, my opinion, I think they're being taken down, and he's restructuring it the way he needs to, or he has to, or he's being told to. Just... what's your thoughts on that, folks? Give me your thoughts. Remember, I don't claim to know anything. I just bring the news with an opinion attached to it. Yeah, Charlie Ward said the queen died a while ago. She is 96, and when people are 96 years old, they die. They just tend to die. Federal judge orders Fauci White House spokeswoman to answer for alleged censorship. Now this is happening. Both sides are going in. Biden administration forced to hand over big tech emails. They're being forced to hand that over. A federal judge ordered Dr. Fauci, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, and other officials to answer for the government's suspected efforts to censor social media platforms and give the power officials 3 weeks to comply. They got 3 weeks to comply. Judge Terry... how do you say this last name? Dowley rejected the Biden administration's assertion of executive privilege to shield government officials from questions and records requested in a lawsuit in the U.S. District Court for the Western District of Louisiana. This court believes plaintiffs are entitled to external communications by Jean-Pierre and Dr. Fauci in their capacities as White House Press Secretary and Chief Medical Advisor to the President's third-party social media platforms, Judge Dowley. Vote in an order. So, as we move forward, the only thing I can think of that's going to be happening is some kind of shenanigans by the deep state to prolong what is in November, to push it forward, kick the can down the road. So we don't get our results. I'm kind of beating around the bush here, folks. I think you can make out what I'm saying. And that's when I think things start to get wonky. But they're going to get crazy even before then. Are we going to see some kind of an economic crash? A lot of people are anticipating that, especially when the Vatican wants all funds to the Bank of Vatican. They want all funds from the Catholic churches over to the Vatican by September 30th. Lots of things we need to be looking out for. Former Trump advisor Steve Bannon surrenders on border wall charges. Now, I'm trying to get Steve on this week. I've talked to his coordinator or whatever, and they're trying to set up a schedule for me to bring him on the show for ninoscorner.tv. Steve Bannon, a one-time political advisor to former President Donald Trump, has been charged by authorities in New York with defrauding donors to the We Build the Wall fundraising campaign for a wall along the U.S.-Mexican border. Steve Bannon pleads not guilty to New York's charges and released on bail. So he was released on bail. And I told Steve in a text. I was like, hey, man, prayers out to you. I texted him. I said, prayers out to you, Steve, man. I hope you get through this. And he said, no, that's okay. He said, prayers to our enemies. Like, he is in this. He is going all in, this guy. So thank God for patriots like this man. Former Trump administration strategist Steve Bannon pleaded not guilty to the New York State charges of money laundering, fraud, and conspiracy relating to the We Build a Wall effort. This is what happens in the last days of a dying regime. That's what he said. Steve Bannon said this. This is what happens in the last days of a dying regime. They will never shut me up. They'll have to kill me first. I have not yet begun to fight, Bannon, who is handcuffed, told reporters while walking to court. Oh, man. This is getting hot. It's getting hot. After pleading not guilty, Bannon, 68, was released on bail after his lawyer entered the plea on his behalf. If convicted, the former Breitbart News chief could face up to 15 years in prison. Ooh. Ouch. Oof. And he's going all in. He's not pulling back, folks. He's going all in. So let's see what happens. DOJ urges court to partially halt order for Trump's special master. You know, there's a lot of lawfare happening here. Have you noticed that? Everything's done legally. Lawfare. You do this, I do that. You do this, you make this move, I make that move. You make this move, it's all lawfare. DOJ urges court to partially halt order for Trump's special master. The U.S. Department of Justice, DOJ, on September 8th, urged a federal judge to stay part of her recent special master order, arguing that the government should be able to continue accessing the records marked classified that were seized from President Donald Trump's home last month. Government lawyers said that the investigators must have access to the records for their investigations into Trump, and as part of the effort to ascertain whether there were any improper disclosures of the materials while they were at the former president's Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida. So they're throwing everything, including the kitchen sink, at this guy. So Trump's post-election fundraising comes under scrutiny by Justice Department. So now even more, they're throwing even more shit at him now. But who has the bigger guns, as Juan says? See, what they're worried about, the reason they want to take him down so bad is because he has the bigger guns. Remember when he said, and he's coming out just saying it, and he's coding to you. He's coding to you if you're paying attention. When Zuckerberg came to the White House to visit him last week? What? What White House? What are you talking about? I know what he's talking about. And if for some of you that are paying attention know what he's talking about. The lines in the sand are drawn. Trump's post-election fundraising comes under scrutiny by Justice Department. Federal grand jury in Washington is examining the formation and spending by a super political action committee. Now remember, D.C. is completely fraudulent. So everything they're doing, I think that's why Trump's like, whatever. You don't matter anymore. I'm taking us back to the way this was originally founded, to the Republic. That's how I see this. That's why Trump is like, come get it. Come get it. Come on. Let's play chicken with the deep state. That's what he's doing. All right. Let me get back to it. All right. Federal grand jury in Washington is examining the formation of and spending by a super political action committee created by Donald Trump after his loss in the 2020 election, as he was raising millions of dollars by basically asserting that the results have been marred by widespread you-know-what. According to subpoenas issued by the grand jury, the contents of which were described to the New York Times, the Justice Department is interested in the inner workings of Save America PAC, Trump's main fundraising vehicle after the you-know-what of 2020. Several similar subpoenas were sent Wednesday to the junior and mid-level aides who worked in the White House and for Trump's presidential campaign. Yeah. Meanwhile, Clinton. Oh, good old Clinton. Judge dismisses Trump lawsuit against Clinton over 2016 Russian allegations. They just dismiss it. She gets off. But what comes before? What did we learn from Derek Johnson, really, that I learned? What came before any of this? Before D.C. became D.C., District of Columbia? Military law proceeds over all of it. And that's what I believe Trump has. And that's what I believe he's using. That's why he's telling them to... At the highest levels. Now, we know at the lower levels, the military is very divided. But, I can't say it on here. But maybe the Ghost will talk about it. The Ghost told me some very, very important news about the military that I'll have him disclose if he chooses to, which I am hoping he does on one of my shows. Anyway, the Clintons, judge dismisses Trump lawsuit against Clinton over 2016 Russia allegations. The U.S. judge has dismissed Donald Trump's lawsuit against the 2016 rival Hillary Clinton, saying the former Republican president's allegations that Democrats tried to rig the you-know-what by linking his campaign to Russia was an attempt to blank political grievances that did not belong in court. In throwing out Trump's lawsuit Thursday night, Judge Donald Middlebrooks, remember that name, Judge Donald Middlebrooks of the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Florida said the lawsuit is not seeking redress for any legal harm and that the court was not the appropriate forum. It's just not appropriate. It's just not appropriate. Then you got people like Romney. Now, let's talk about Romney for a second, the Mormon. Oh, Romney. Let's just call him what he is, traitor Romney. You have to run, Romney. Urge Biden to take down Trump, book says. So Romney supposedly called Biden and said, you got to do it. You got to take down Trump. From where? His basement. Have you seen the people he pulled in at a high school gymnasium? What, 20? And then he got 81 million votes. Whatever. It's insanity. All right. Oh, fuck. So we got a win from your basement on the night of the 2018 midterm elections, as a wave of anti-Trump sentiment swept Democrats to take control of the House, top Republican Mitt Romney urged Joe Biden to run for president. You have to run, said Romney. The Republican presidential nominee Biden and Barack Obama defeated in 2012, speaking to the former vice president by phone. So the rhino calls up Biden and says, you got to run. Because you know why? You know why he's so concerned? Because they're all fucking guilty. That's why. And they're scared. They're scared. Because they know it's not going to look good for him if he won. And it still doesn't. Safeties are in place that they can't get out of. The Biden-Romney call is described in The Long Alliance, The Perfect Union of Joe Biden and Barack Obama, a book by Gabriel that will be published next week. The Guardian obtained a copy. You see, did you see Obama coming out? The country is better off. Is it really? People can't even fucking put gas in their car? Really? You think they're that stupid? They are, though. Liberals, yes. Unfortunately. Unfortunately, the country's better off because they don't want to work. They don't want to do anything. They think capitalism's bad. They think having a boss is bad. Someone who gave them a job, that's bad. We should all be miserable together. Fuck your dreams. Fuck having aspirations. Who needs that? Who wants to do that? Let's just all sit around and smoke weed and talk about how shitty the government is. Yeah, point fingers at everybody else because we're the victim. That's the difference between someone who makes it in life and someone who doesn't. You either have a victim mentality or you have a hero mentality, and you're going to go get what the fuck is yours. That's how I see it. I had to reinvent myself after boxing. I fell face first. Boom! And I had to reinvent myself, and I guess I did a pretty good job. I'm doing it right now. I have other friends that, you know, man, I remember the people I lost that when I lost, you know, all the people that scattered like roaches when the lights go on. How you like me now? Yeah, I'm a champion. I've always been a champion. It doesn't mean in the ring only. It means everywhere. Biden administration settles with economic groups, blocks oil drilling leases on almost 60,000 acres. Listen to this again. Maybe you didn't hear it. Blocks oil drilling on almost 60,000 acres. President Joe Biden's government has entered into a legal settlement with pro-environment groups agreeing to block drilling for oil and gas on more than 58,000 acres of public land. The lawsuit filed in 2021 challenged the Trump administration's decision to award 113 leases for fossil fuel exploration and drilling in 2019 and 2020. The case was filed by a coalition of conservative groups led by Sierra Club and Wild Earth Guardians just a few days before Biden took office. According to the terms of the settlement, the government has decided to halt issuing any drilling permits in the 58,617 hectares of land covering by the 113 leases located in South Dakota, North Dakota, and Montana. Purposely flushing America down the toilet because we want to go green. And you know what's so funny about going green? Get this next article I'm going to read you. Millions of electric car batteries retiring by the year 2030. They don't last for shit. Oh, are we ready to deal with what could be the ticking time bombs? So as he's cutting off drilling leases, the whole thing, the evolving landscape of lithium batteries is creating both contradictions and infrastructure hurdles that, according to some, need to be addressed sooner rather than later. A critical component of this is waste management. More than 6 million electric vehicles, EV battery packs, will end up in scrap between now and 2030, and the recycling and reuse industries are racing to keep up. Some researchers project that recycling alone will be over $12 billion industry by 2025 that your fucking tax dollars will be paying for. U.S. President Joe Biden wants to make America a key player in the EV battery industry with a $3.1 billion spending package for automobile production in the transition away from fossil fuels. He's not really thinking this one through, is he? Does he think anything through? I think I need my blood pressure pill. I can feel my neck. Alrighty. All right. In Nigeria, Islamic court. Court orders death by stoning for men convicted of homosexuality. So, in Nigeria, an Islamic Sharia court in Nigeria's northern state of Bauchi, has sentenced three men to death by stoning after convicting them on charges for engaging in homosexuality. The leader of the religious police that arrested them said on Friday, Northern Nigeria is predominantly Muslim, and the states in the region use Sharia courts to punish residents for crimes ranging from adultery to blasphemy. What are crimes of blasphemy? Adam Din Kafi, the head of the Hizbah religious police in the Ningi local government area of Bauchi, said the three men were arrested on June 14th and charged in a Sharia court. And they will be stoned to death. You don't think that's coming here? You guys just wait. Just wait till they turn this into a third world country. Just wait. And you liberals are going to love it, huh? You get your government checks. Oh, wow. Go to the shitty hospital that the government provides to you. Everyone gets in there and sucks. Get like little to no care at all. But we all get free health care. But like, it's going to be garbage. That's where we're headed. That's what they want for you. Because they want to control your health as well. And shit like this will happen in the United States. In fact, in what the fuck news... In what the fuck news? It's already happening here, folks. Shit is going crazy. Man. And this is in America. This is in America, this one. So yeah, they're stoning homosexuals in Nigeria. But in America, man arrested after beheading young mother in middle of San Carlos Street. Law enforcement sources say. San Carlos, California, law enforcement sources tell the ABC team, Dan Noyes, that a man beheaded a young woman in the middle of the street in front of witnesses on Thursday. The San Mateo Sheriff's Department said the crime happened in the 300-400 block of Laurel Street and Magnolia Avenue at 11:50 a.m. During a press conference, Lieutenant Ernan Allen said that the crime happened in the street outside the victim's residence. Lieutenant Allen said that the victim had two children who did not witness the crime, and sources tell the I-team's Dan Noyes the kids were inside the house at the time. The I-team obtained law enforcement records on the incident that said just before noon, reports came in that the woman's head was cut off by a sword at 12:14 p.m. Children are there, scared to come. They want their mom. They're not going to get their mom back. CPS took custody. Of course, CPS took custody. We'll see where this goes with that. That may be another story later. Took custody of the 7-year-old and 1-year-old girls, along with a dog and two cats, who were also inside the house. We were told the two were in an ongoing relationship, but law enforcement sources say the victim got a temporary restraining order against the suspect, Hayward resident Jose Solano La Dieta, in April. They arrived within minutes and found an obviously deceased female in the street in that area. Lieutenant Allen, during the press conference, they began to work the scene, and shortly then after, the male suspect arrived back at the scene and was quickly detained by sheriff deputies. He was later placed under arrest for homicide. You think? We can confirm that a stabbing instrument was used in the commission of the crime. That weapon is still outstanding. Ugh. I can't wait to go to Austin. I'm going to go see my friends out there. Going to relax a little bit. Go on Lake Travis, maybe. Maybe if I feel up for it. get some sun. I'll be back Wednesday, not Monday. I'll be back Wednesday. So this is heavy shit, man, and we're coming into the storm, from what I understand, the big one. And we all can feel it. And we all can feel it. We all see it. We all know it's coming, and markers have been made. So here we go. Here we go, folks. Buckle up, because it's about to get real. And I think all the chess moves are in place for the final. Let's see what happens. I'll be here for you the whole way through, like a lighthouse in the storm, along with Juanito, along with people like Steve Bannon, along with people like, we got a lot of people out there, Mel Kay, Jaco, McKay. There's a lot of us out there, folks, trying to help you along, trying to assist you in this journey. Once again, Rumble, Nino's Corner, Telegram, Nino's Corner. You can go to ninoscorner.tv to get everything Deep State, folks, your one-stop shop. Or you can go to Patriot Wear and get yourself some gear. I'm out of here. And the new heavyweight champion of podcasting. Like I said, it's a champion mindset. I reinvented myself. And now all you suckers got to bow. Peace, folks. Later.